It's a real joy to greet you again today in bringing to you the program Sermon and Song. I do hope that it will be a blessing to your heart as we preach God's Word and as we give you a song that will encourage your heart. I want you to turn with me in your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 2, and today we're going to begin at verse 11. Now, while you're doing that, unless you're in your automobile or you're at your job somewhere, try to find time to take about 10 minutes with us now looking at the Word of God. I want to mention that this book is written to the Christians that are scattered abroad, both Jew and Gentile, and who have been persecuted and have undergone a great deal of disappointment and discouragement and sorrow. And he spends the first chapter of the book and on into the second chapter, telling the saints of God where they stand in Christ. What a tremendous place or position we have as children of God. And then he begins to talk, and we have discussed that thoroughly, that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and that we are a peculiar people to show forth the praises of God to him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so he speaks of our responsibility as a priest. We have given you a number of things now on past programs that a priest is responsible for, and every one of those become our responsibility as priest during this church age. We are individual priests. Jesus Christ is our high priest. Now, after he gets the position settled, and it's all determined that we are priests, that we can pray directly now to the throne of God, where our Lord Jesus Christ is our intermediary, where we can talk to God as priest, and then we can serve as priest in sacrifice and in intercession and various other ways that we've mentioned, then he begins to give some practical instructions in verse 11 as to how a person ought to live in the age in which they're living. Now, he says here, "Dearly beloved," verse 11, "I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims." As strangers and pilgrims. Now, even though you've got all of these possessions that he's talked about, that you've been born again with incorruptible seed, and that you're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, he goes on to say that I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims. So you're not only in God's sight, his child, redeemed, and a priest of God, as a member of the body of Christ, a living stone making up the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not only that, but now he gives us some warnings as to how we should present ourselves to the community around us. Now, there is certainly admonition here to the Gentiles. He says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims." Now, you are a stranger and a pilgrim in this world. "This world is not my home," the song says, and how true it is. We are not a part of this world. We have a heavenly home. Oh yes, our body is a citizen of the country in which we live, and we are on the earth and a part of the earth, and we have responsibilities as a part of the earth, as we'll see here in just a little bit. But basically, we are strangers and pilgrims. Now, particularly the Gentiles of that day were strangers and pilgrims to the laws and the practices of Israel. In other words, Israel had been given the Ten Commandments. Israel had been given law after law in the book of Leviticus as to how they should live day by day. And, of course, they made out as if they were keeping that law. Many occasions, of course, they backslid. God had to bring judgment on them because of their filthiness and their ungodliness and bring them back to himself. But now he says, to you and to me who are Gentiles, and in those days they had certainly no understanding of the Jewish religion. You see, it's in the Jewish religion and the writings of God to Israel primarily in the Old Testament where we know and receive the mind of God toward moral character, how we are to live. In fact, the Old Testament goes so far as to talk about what we ought to eat and what we ought not to eat. Now, we're not under that law, but at the same time, it gives us an idea as to what God expected of Israel. And now, we are strangers and pilgrims in this present world because the average Gentile brought up without God and brought up without the training that the people of Israel had the temptation toward lust and concupiscence and all of the terrible, horrible things that men have done and are doing down through the years. So he says, abstain from fleshly lust. In other words, your command from God as a born-again child of God is that you are to abstain from fleshly lust. Now, that's very clear. I don't see how it could be made any clearer than that. God ordained marriage. I don't have any doubt about that. God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and God put them together as man and wife, and the scriptures say that it's always been in God's mind that there should be one man for one woman. In other words, Jesus says from the beginning, it was not so. When the disciples said to him, Moses allowed divorce. Jesus said from the beginning, it was not so. So every divorce in the Old Testament and New Testament and every divorce is contrary to what God demanded and claimed for men whenever he created Adam and Eve. So the very fact that we have a divorce means that we're out of the will of God. Now, I know I'm going to run into problems with that with some people who have justified themselves. But Jesus Christ himself said, without any question, from the beginning it was not so. This is not what God intended. Now, one of the things that brings about these divorces, one of the major things, not the only thing, but one of the major things is that one or other partner in a marriage that is supposed to be ordained of God, it is supposed to be permanent, it is supposed to last as long as either party or as long as both parties are alive, he says fleshly lust can come in. And we are to abstain from fleshly lust. Now, the word abstain means stay away from it. Don't have anything to do with it. You see, today we've got some problems in this country, and I don't discuss them a whole lot, but I'll mention some of them tomorrow and show you how important it is that we abstain from fleshly lust. You be with us, please.